Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, it is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for you today. I thank God for allowing us this opportunity to share through this forum right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have an interesting topic today. It's one of my favorite topics. I don't know if there's anything that I love talking about more than our topic today, which is how to persevere in adversity. Yes, that's right. How to persevere in adversity. So I'm going to show you and give you some tips today on how to do that. How do you overcome these problems and situations and trials and circumstances in our lives that seem so rough and seem so hard and so difficult to deal with and to handle? You know, because sometimes you see other people and you know that everybody goes through something. Everybody. As a matter of fact, there's no one in this life that will escape situations that are difficult and hard, tumultuous, you know, just all types of catastrophes in our lives on a daily basis. All types of adversity, afflictions, pain, disappointments, letdowns. So what do we do? How do we overcome these? You know, so I want to talk about that today because I believe that this is a time period where a lot of people are not only facing difficult times, but more difficult times are on the way. And you want to be prepared. I mean, the best way to defeat something is to be prepared for it. You see, sometimes you notice when there's a big storm coming, whether it's a snowstorm or a rainstorm or some other type of weather storm, you notice they try to give us the notification ahead of time so that we can prepare ourselves. So therefore, the storm doesn't have the same devastating effect on us. We prepare our homes, we prepare our food, we prepare our situations. Well, likewise, there are storms that come in our lives. We will call these adversities. There are storms that will come, whether it's the death of a loved one, whether it's some sickness or illness or disease, whether it's a bad situation, loss of employment, loss of business, loss of customers, loss of our health. But there are calamities that will come. There are problems that will come. Just people coming against us sometimes, just enemies all around us, people just always messing with you. Well, these things do happen. There is a reality of life. You can't live in this world and not experience adversity. If you thought that, you know, I feel sorry for a lot of children whose parents secured them so tightly that the child didn't know that there were things that were going to happen to them, really bad things. And when they got grown and got out there on their own, sometimes one little thing wipes them out and they just want to end their life. Or they want to take it, they want to take themselves out of here. And that's very sad. You know, as early as possible, we need to let our children see that adversities come. But then how do you handle it? How do you get over it? Well, you do have to persevere. You can persevere through that, all right? And so let's just kind of look at what perseverance, what it is, what is persevering? Persevering is that it's like being determined. Some of the kin, the words that are kin to persevering is that being tenacious, having tenacity, being resilient, able to bounce back over and over and over. That's what a resilient person is, a person who's able to bounce back. Just keep coming back no matter what adversity hits you, no matter how hard it hits, no matter how long it lasts, but you're going to come back. You're going to reserve in your heart and your mind that no matter what comes, you're coming back, no matter what knocks you out. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, and I learned this from Dr. Eubanks. She was one of the co-instructors some years back. We were both working for a very popular welfare-to-work program in the city of Newark, New Jersey, back in 97. I'll never forget it. And she and I got a chance to work under her, and I was so blessed to learn from Dr. Robin Eubanks, very powerful, motivating woman. And she's the first person that I heard say this. And so that's about, what's close to 17 years ago. And I heard her say that a setback is a setup for a comeback. Yes, that's right. So when adversity knocks on your door and something has you down and out, you can sit and strategize on how you're going to come back. Instead of having to throw in a pity party, that's the time to strategize on how you're going to come back. And not just come back, but come back bigger and come back better. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But I wanted to share, you know, just that determination. You know, Winston Churchill said something I thought was pretty cute. He says, if you're going through hell, just keep on going. You know, and you probably heard, maybe you heard your pastor say it, maybe you said it, and it's kind of funny because, you know, people, I'm going through hell. Well, keep going. Don't stop. And that's what perseverance is all about. It's just like, keep on going. Don't worry about how long it's going to take. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have as good a time through their adversity because they're so worried about when is it going to end. And that's not what you're to worry about because you have no control over that. That's up to God. You know, a lot of times God, he knows, well, not a lot of times, all the time, God knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly how long to leave us in a situation. And he is never, he has promised in his word that he would never leave us there longer than we need to be. He has promised in his word that he would absolutely never put more on us than we can bear. So that's why a lot of times, you know, you hear us talking about our communication, what we say. When we say things like, I can't take this, right there, we're setting the devil up with a chief weapon to come against us with. When God has said, I won't put anything on you that you can't bear. So the moment we begin to speak lies out of our mouths saying, I can't bear this, I can't take this, you see, right there, our faith is in trouble. So we have to line up with the Word of God. And, A.A. Moline, Winnie the Pooh, you remember Winnie the Pooh, said something like this, rivers know this, there is no hurry. We shall get there someday. And that's another testament to perseverance. You know you're going to get to the other side. You already know this. More than likely, the adversity that a person is in, it is not their first one. You've come out of others. They've come out of others. I know I've come out of a ton of them. And every time I'm in a new one, I only need to look back to the last one that I came through to get strength to keep going in the one that I'm in. Okay? Yes, when I'm facing an adversity, financial adversity, a health adversity, a relationship adversity, any other type, career adversity, business adversity, any type of adversity that I'm facing, all I have to do is look at the last one, to give me strength. And then, if I need more strength, I'll look at the last two. That's the good thing about a journal, because you can write down. We used to do this years ago, and then we kind of stopped. But we used to write down all the things that God had brought us through. We used to keep a record of the things that God delivered us out of and the situations he saved us from and the situations he brought us out of and what happened. Sort of like what the Bible is. It's an account of all the miracles that God did. Look at the Hebrew boys. Look at the Rahab, the prostitute. Look at the miracle there. Look at the miracle with Ruth. Look at the miracle with Esther, Queen Esther, and Moses and Isaac and then all the rest. So that's an account of the miracles that God has performed in these people's lives. And we can look at that and get strength for our own life. But I dare say you have your own accounts. Just write them down. Write them down. Just a little journal and think, wow, God, you know, I had a situation with my rent, you know, 5 years. Because what will happen is we don't write them down. We tend to forget. As a human, let me tell you, how soon we forget. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We forget pretty quickly of what we were in and how God brought us out. And then the minute we get in a new situation, we sometimes we're like, what do I do? What's going to happen? I don't know. This is going to take me out. This is going to wipe me out. Well, no, because remember, we just have to persevere. Have to keep going. If all else, do not give up. Whatever you do, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Keep going. And, you know, and that's another thing about adversity is that each adversity gives us the opportunity. And this is what I loved about. I mean, I've had some horrible adversities in my life. I'm talking about ratchet stuff, right? Just crazy. Some of y'all know my story because you've heard me share my story, if you read the story or whatever. Ratchet stuff. Stop. And even if you didn't hear my story, you could, like I said, the Bible is full of people's ratchet stories. Look at Moses, killed a man. Anyway, but and you may have your own story or your family member has a story, you know. But so you have this ratchet stuff in your life. And it's like, but one thing about it, wow, I tell you, I wouldn't trade my ratchetness for anything in the world. Because, let me tell you, the woman that I am today, the person that people see and think, oh, she's got it going on, she's doing this, she's got that. Let me tell you, all of it is a result of discovering who I was because of the adversity. Because what I had to do was, I had to take the adversity and look at it, regardless of what it was, you know, rape, molestation, you know, dropping out of high school, you name it. All the different horrible situations. I had to look at it and then say, okay, now what you going to do? Now what are you going to do? Yeah, that happened. Those are the facts. That's the facts. But because, so one time I remember thinking, wow, that was some hard stuff. You came out of that? Did not know you, Superwoman. So then you look at a TV show like Superwoman and you say, okay. And you say, well, what would Superwoman do, you know? And then you see, well, Superwoman tackles anything. You say, you look at Superwoman, you go, or Superman, you know, depending on your situation. And you're like, Superman ain't scared of nothing. All right? He take that kryptonite, and, you know. Superman ain't scared of nothing. Superwoman, she's fearless. And therefore, you become fearless because of what you went through. I mean, a lot of times, I think we think that what we've gone through, here's the lie, and I believe this comes straight out of the pit of hell. We think that what we've gone through has destroyed us. But no, it really has developed us into something very powerful and something uniquely positioned to do exactly what God had intended for us to do. But he needed us to understand, you know, some things. And so you can persevere through adversity. You can. You can, and others are doing it, and you can do it. And you shall do it. You will do it. You're not going to give up, no matter what. I know a lot of people want to give up, and a lot of people want to throw in the towel, because when people think about an adversity or some type of hardship, it could be some type of illness, it could be a sudden illness, it could be an illness that's been in the person's life their whole life. It could be the loss of a talent, maybe a talent not discovered. It could be something that happened to a family member. There are all kinds of afflictions and distressful things that can happen to people, you know, all types of misfortune, even wickedness. People, let me tell you, I know what it's like to have people come against you, but let me tell you, it's not a good feeling. It's just not. It's horrible. It's horrible. But it's making something out of you. It's building something if you just let God have his way. If you just let God have his way. So I thank you for tuning into the broadcast today, and I want to give you some tips on some things that you can do to overcome and to persevere through your adversity. You know, the first thing that you want to do is just accept it. Accept that adversities come. They're going to come your way. They come my way. They come everybody's way. No one, not the rich, not the poor, not the wealthy, not the happy. You know, it's like people are happy-go-lucky, right? These people have adversities too. It's just the way they choose to look at them or the way they choose to deal with them. Right? Everybody has adversity. All races, creeds, colors, white people, black people, Asian people, you name it. Every group of people, young people, old people, middle-aged people, school teachers, doctors, lawyers, nurses, grocery store worker, you don't need janitor, custodian, whatever, security guard, police officer, FBI agent, military, is every, the president of the United States and everyone in his administration, people all around the world, everybody faces adversities. It's not the adversity. It's what happens to you in the adversity that is the key. Not the adversity. It's what happens to you while you are in the adversity. What do you choose to do in that adversity? What is it that you choose to learn? How do you choose to grow? You get a choice while the adversity is happening. You get to sit there and basically you get to now plan out what you're going to do. What you're going to do when it's over. Right? What are you going to do as a result of this adversity? What are you going to do now? You're going to write a book? That's what I did. I wrote a book. Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, because I found that through my adversity, I discovered the real Lalisa. But what are you going to do? You're going to make a song? You're going to write a song? You're going to sing a song? You're going to go back to school? You're going to go to college? You're going to raise your children differently? as a result of that adversity? Are you going to be a different type of parent as a result of that adversity? Are you going to be a different type of spouse as it relates to that adversity? Are you going to be a different type of child, a different type of parent, a different type of sibling, different type of coworker, different type of employee, what different type of boss, different type of supervisor, manager, what's going to be different, different type of community, a citizen in your town or your city or your state as a result of the adversity? How is it changing you? What are you going to do different? I look at things that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York and other places, Detroit and all over the world and the country where these tragedies happen, where our young people are shot down, you know, when they were not resisting arrest and things that we never thought would ever happen in this country again. Again, we know it happened before, but we didn't think it would happen again. But because of the adversity, what are we going to do different? Are we going to raise our children different? Are we going to teach them different? Are we going to train our employees or our police officers any different? What's the result of the adversity? That's a grand, we have a grand opportunity, all right? Also, while we're in this adversity, what we could do, or before we get in the adversity, because we know adversities are going to come. That's a given fact. If you're in this life, as long as you keep living, you will face another adversity. So if you got out of one, celebrate, that's right, you know, go have your club sold or whatever. But don't think you're going to stop there, all right? Another one will come sooner or later, because that's the part of life. But remember, you have stored up examples of how you already overcome these other ones, and therefore you have the strength and knowledge for the next one. So those are the resources that you have built. And you become more emotionally strong, so that you're not all over the place when these things happen. You're able to encourage yourself even better. You're even able to discipline yourself so that when these things happen, you know, you're not mentally losing it, right? And then you absolutely have your external resources as well. You have your family and friends. You know, I have my sisters and other very dynamite women that I'm very close to. Mostly my, in terms of, you know, talking about my adversities or whatever, I'm blessed that I have four sisters who are very powerful women, all powerful women of God. So I thank God for that. I could call these women any time, day or night, if I had a situation. And I also have friends that are very powerful, that are like sisters. And so you have people like this. I have my husband, first and foremost. I have my husband that's right here with me, that I can talk to. So you have a resource of people. You have mentors. You have your aunts and uncles, grandparents, you know, people who are a strong resource for you. So just understanding that, you know, adversity, it happens to everyone, you know. Look at Helen Keller, you know. She's an awesome teacher and trainer. And here's a woman that, you know, lost not only her sight but and her hearing, right? She was only 18 months old, and, you know, just think, she could have given up her life and thought that, you know what, my life isn't worth living. But she overcame her deafness and her blindness to become a strong, educated woman who always spoke and about and also promoted a women's rights. You know, look at Wilma Rudolph, you know, the great Olympian. You know, she was born prematurely. Can you believe she was the 20th of 22 children? Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine a woman having 22 kids. And she overcame double pneumonia and scarlet fever, hello, and polio, to become the winner of 3 gold medals in track in the 1960 Rome Olympic Games. You see? Lance Armstrong, another one, who overcame cancer. And, you know, so you got to remember that difficult times, it helps us to appreciate when things go smoothly, right? And we have to look at adversities as a learning opportunity, a learning situation. It's time for us to cultivate our faith and our strength and our resolve and how resilient we are. I'm telling you, when you come through that adversity, you look at your life and you're like, wow, I didn't know I could do all that. You're like, wow. You got to look and say, I'm a bad mama jamma. Look what I came through. But take that strength and do something positive with it. Don't just look at it and say, okay, so now what? No, take that strength and build on it. Build something great. Build an agency. Build an agency where you help other people come through what you've come through, like Helen Keller. She taught many people who also were deaf and blind how to read, how to read and how to learn to pass their deficiency or pass their situation. And you can do the same. Like Wilma Rudolph, what a great example she was to so many others who wanted to give up after watching her. How could they? How could you give up after knowing someone's story like that? Why would you dare? And so now I want to share this poem with you that I find so powerful. It's one of my favorite poems. And one time I thought about quitting. Absolutely. Some days I feel like giving up. There are times when I have to persevere just to get up to get on this radio show. And after I do it, I feel so much more powerful. After I've gotten up and gotten up early and gotten dressed and what have you, do you know I feel more powerful in my day when I get to work? Because I'm like, wow, I did a whole radio show before I started my day. Some people are dragging into work, barely making it in, and I'm like, I've already did a radio show. I don't know. I know people listen because I look at the archives, and I know that people are downloading this broadcast and listening. And I pray that it reaches the right soul. I pray that it reaches the right person. I pray that somebody who is on the edge, my heart's desire is that people like your Bobby Christinas and the people who, you know, around her would listen to messages like this. It doesn't have to be my message, but I think it needs to be somebody's message. And I think some of these people need to hear a word about adversity and how to overcome it and how to persevere regardless. And I know that young lady was in a lot of pain. So I lost my mother. I was 49 and my mom was 70, and it was painful. Can't imagine being, you know, 19 and losing your mom that you're so close with, that you spent every day of your life with this person. You know, wrapped in her arms or she's in your arms. I mean, painful to the max. But even that, still, we have to remember this. This is a poem I'll read it. Some of you are familiar with it. It's called Don't Quit. It says, when things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. He learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint in the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Now, believe it or not, this poem is circulated around a lot of places. And guess what? It is anonymous. They don't know who wrote this. So I'm going to say the Holy Spirit so that we can have something to not give up on. It's a very inspirational poem, and I absolutely love it. Don't forget, perseverance is that steady persistence in a particular course of action. Is when you have that purpose, especially in spite of your difficulties and your discouragement. It's being tenacious and it's having that patience. Don't give up. Keep going. You're going to persevere through all of your adversity. Well, I thank you for tuning in to the show today. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow for another exciting episode of the LaLisa Show. I'm so happy to bring this show to you. I'm so happy that you allow me to come into your home. And tomorrow, our topic is becoming a more confident communicator. Becoming a more confident communicator. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to learn how to use our words to get exactly what we want and be confident in it and about it. All right, that's it. That's all. Follow us on Facebook. Leave us a note. Leave us a comment. Tell us how you're enjoying the show, if you like the show. If you have any suggestions for the show, please, if you would like to be a guest on the show, inbox me or leave me a note. But inbox me probably is the best way. You can inbox. Go to facebook.com/coach, D-O-A-C-H, LaLisa, L-I-L-I-S-A. Coach LaLisa, facebook.com/CoachLaLisa. Don't forget to let your friends know on Facebook and Twitter. Share the information. Share the love. And we'll see you tomorrow. And continue to enjoy Black History Month all month long. It's February, y'all. All right. Take care. God bless.